You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another episode of World Cup Fracker, episode 11 by my count. I'm joined this evening by Tobes.
Yo.
The people are getting sick of you.
Who's that?
The people in America.
Man, just like Milan, they love me. Ain't that right, Seb?
Yeah, man. What's happening, y'all?
For those of you who are listening to World Cup Fracker for the first time, we are joined by Seb. How goes it, Seb?
What's good?
Yeah, we're good. We're well. And we're also joined by Ant.
I get to sit next to my guy, my brother.
What's happening, buddy?
Is that
good,
a coffee?
I'm good.
Of course it's a coffee.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. You know, I understand our lifestyle, fam. 5 o'clock starts. What do you think we survive on, bro?
I was up at 5:40 this morning, so.
Are we doing one of those? I don't think the listeners want to hear about how your lives are, guys. Yeah. Before I start, I've got to do the usual plug, the socials. If you're listening to for the first time, make sure you give us a follow on the AMP app at Touchline Fracker. Twitter's Touchline Fracker. YouTube's Touchline Fracker. Instagram Touchline Fracker, and you may as well just sign up to the Spotify and also sign up to Apple Podcasts if that's your way of listening. So we've gone past the four games at four different times a day stage, and now we're at the we've got to watch the other game to make sure the other team isn't cheating. Do you not remember when Italy played South Korea in the Euros, was it Sweden? Where they needed a draw to go through.
They played for it, innit?
Yeah. They're like, why are we fighting, guys? if we both draw, we both go through.
There's a worse one I think it's like the 82 World Cup, and they just both teams just spend the whole game passing around in their own half.
Really?
Yeah, no one.
Can you remember who?
I'll find it for you. No one even tries.
That's dope.
That's what I'm on. I respect that.
I would be on some skullduggery though. I pretend I'm on it and then I'd sneak.
And that's
score.
that's what I'd do as well, 100%. Man. So, man, we're here to win, man. Cool. So let's start with one of the games that just finished. We like to think we're fair here on Touchline Fracker. See, and last time you came on, it was off the back of a Saudi Arabia win. Not Argentina's best day, but today, McAllister and who's the other lad?
Alvarez
of City, probably cost about 20 million between the two of them, have carried Argentina through to the knockout stages.
You're using emotive language. No, I'm not. It's a lot of innuendo.
Have carried Argentina through to the knockout stages with a comfortable 2-0 win. You had a lot of skin in this game. I don't know how your watching experience was, but talk us through it.
I only really watched the second half. First half on my phone, second half on the TV. Mm. Yeah, Argentina, they finally they livened up. They played with some tempo, some intensity. They could have been outside. They could have won about 6-0, truth be told. What's important is the likes of you who were talking wicked on my boy, he's through.
Yep. Talking wicked, aka just saying what happened.
you ain't saying what happened.
Bro, did they lose to Saudi Arabia?
You seen it? They didn't lose to Saudi Arabia. Was that one goal?
No, it wasn't. That one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history?
Yes.
100%. I have a full dictionary of all the World Cup.
based on how far your knowledge goes, is that one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history?
Just 10 minutes. We're talking about 82. You can't go and say
memory is fluid.
I'll take that fluid memory as a yes.
It was a big upset.
And the final thing for me is, does Messi not get his just due from us constantly?
No, not all of us. No, you, Dems. You don't give him the flowers.
What do you mean?
He gets called that you and Dems do not give that man the flowers that he deserves.
So calling him the greatest of all time is not the flowers he deserves.
Do you call him the greatest? Yes. Call him the greatest of all time right now.
The greatest of all time.
Who?
Messi. Yeah. What do you mean? It's right. Well documented across pods.
Okay, well.
Pre-World Cup, who do you want to win? Either Brazil with Neymar or Argentina with Messi. But if he doesn't bring it, he has to hold that.
No, you're too much of a mercenary. I don't like people like you.
No, I respect it, man.
There's nothing mercenary.
No, you're a mercenary.
So what you're telling me, yeah, is when he has a bad, when things don't go well, you can't see it.
No.
Legally blind. Helen Keller. You're blind and you're deaf, yeah?
I don't know his shit. You don't know that when Messi missed that penalty, I was thinking, Is there more work I can take today?
Bro, we were discussing it on the way here, and I was like,
is it important that there might be a lot of traffic on Tower Bridge? Is anybody going to check? I don't know. Nah, man. It's important. It matters that he won and he's through. And you get he was much better today than he's been in the other game.
He was.
As was the whole team.
I think they were very tense in the second game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
need to get the win.
Yeah, that was a bit of a mad one for them. Because Mexico weren't trying to play.
Exactly, and they could have been.
And they got punished for their lack of endeavour today.
Agreed.
Serves their clock.
So, my dad would say. Going into this tournament, Tobes, Argentina were one of the two favourites. We're three games in. They've got Australia next. What are your thoughts on their chances now? How far do you really see Messi and Alvarez carrying this team?
The Messi stand in me says they can still win it, and you never know. Like, it's a cup competition, you never know what can happen. But if you're just using logic and you just compare Argentina to some of the sides that we've seen in this tournament, they're not built correctly to deal with the likes of a France right now. Like, if Argentina were to collide with France right now, I can't confidently say, Argentina are gonna win. If they were to play Brazil, even though they're unbeaten in two games against Brazil, I can't confidently say they're going to beat Brazil.
Brazil haven't been good in this World Cup, though.
It's not about Brazil being good. I just think Brazil have been stern. And I think Brazil, when they need to, I feel like they can unlock a team better than Argentina can.
Do you not think that a Brazil and Argentina game, all the form and who's been performing kind of goes out the window? It's a bit like a derby.
It is.
The games are nasty.
It's literally like South America. They're literally just kicking lumps out of each other.
I don't know, listeners. I don't know how much you watch it, but it's proper rough, man.
Yeah,
it is.
But all South America.
When guys come over, they're like, can he handle the Prem? They're hatchet men over there.
Yeah, man's been getting fly kicked by fans when he's taking corners.
My
worry with Argentina is like with some of these, with like a Brazil, or like a Spain or a France, you still think they've got gears to go. Like, I still think Argentina have a gear to go, but it's just like, how many gears do they have?
I just don't because think their players are that good, man.
Rodrigo de Paul is thinking out the joint.
He was better in the second half.
Lautaro Martinez, he can't hit a barn door right now.
He's holding bench now.
Yeah, he's holding bench. Alvarez is in the team. Di Maria, who is normally the reliable one in tournaments, he's not the same Di Maria anymore because he's getting older. It's like...
He hasn't had the best time at Juventus either.
Because ages, I think...
How old is he now?
35? The age is finally getting to him. So like, I want them to win. And I think they've got enough... They should get to the quarters at least, and then let's see what happens there. But like, if I had to put money on it now, I can't put money on Argentina winning. I just can't.
The thing is, with all the teams you mentioned,
and I want them to win. They're my favorites.
The gulf between what you've seen is that high that you could say they can't beat them in a one-off game.
But it's,
who's their path? If they beat Australia, where do they end up?
I'm not too sure.
I think they meet.
Probably end up with a good team after that.
I'm not going to lie, like, I think France have, for me, have been the standard. I'm not trying to say that all these teams have been good, but I just feel like with Argentina, it's been, it's been a bit more of a slug. Like,
yeah, I mean, come on, you lose to Saudi Arabia, who lost the next two games.
At the same time, they could and should have been out of sight at half time against Saudi Arabia. Really, yeah, we're basing our whole thing on Argentina off a sloppy
Netherlands in the quarterfinals.
I think they'll beat Netherlands.
Brazil, they'd meet in the semis.
They'll beat Netherlands. Netherlands are cheeks.
Apparently he's back in the
round 16. Yeah. I think they say that. I don't see how he recovers.
His ankle is.
I don't think they need him to beat
Argentina. Yeah.
Nothing.
Nah. I'm just really not impressed with them, man.
Neither am I.
Who, the Argies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep up.
Pains me to say it, but yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
But good win today. I feel like Anton said today they actually put their foot on. Obviously Poland don't have any ambition to attack whatsoever. We saw that again.
They don't really have any quality either.
Yeah.
Let's go across to the other great legend of the game, Lewandowski. Finally got his first World Cup goal in about 8 games, I think.
You are so shady.
It's literally just facts. Why could we be shady for calling out the facts?
You're shady. Then.
But it's first World Cup goal in 8 games.
Yeah.
Man. Factual.
Yep, it is.
And I guess what I wanted to ask you guys is, what space do you reserve for players like Lewandowski, where they're kind of, you know, they've shown what they can do at club level, they're far away the best player for their country, and he's put up goals for Poland, he got 70-75 goals for them, but he comes to these tournaments and they can't really do much. What is the expectation of players like him?
But what is the expectation of Lewandowski and Poland in a World Cup?
There's no expectation for Poland.
What are you expecting him to do?
It's not really about the team. For me, it's like individual performance is what I'm looking for him. It's like, if you get a chance back, I'm not expecting you to bring your team through. Your team doesn't have enough. But individually, and I'm not expecting you to run past players at your age, but individually, if you get your chance, I just want you to slot.
If he ends up, we saw it today, that he was in the Argentina half by himself,
yeah,
for at least 15 seconds. Nobody even bothered trying to get halfway. Like, I don't quite get what he's supposed to do.
Games like today, you can't even put today.
It's just a big, just a general. Because
I think with Lewandowski, the proof is in the pudding, right? Like, in some of these tournaments, and granted, Poland have not always had the easiest of groups, but in some of these tournaments, for a player of his caliber, like, you expect that when the moment arrives, that you should be able to take that opportunity.
He's done all right in Euros, no?
So, if he scores his penalty in game one, they go through, right?
Oh, did he miss a pen as well?
Yeah. Against
see, against that's Mexico. What I'm expecting. When it's your chance, bag that. I'm not saying do anything special. Yeah. Just when you get the chance, just bag. And that's your job.
I mean, obviously, like with Messi today, players.
Why'd your head go down?
No, they shouldn't be missing pens, but it's gonna happen. But what would you? So what? Like, because Lewandowski doesn't slap goals in World Cups, that would diminish his reputation.
No, not for me. It's just a thing on his career. Like, it's like, yeah, like when he went to the tournaments, he just didn't rise it. But
it's like,
it doesn't mean that he's not the player.
More goals in World Cups than any player. None of us give one. You wouldn't put him near your top 50.
You wouldn't, and you're not gonna rank.
You won't even say his name unless you're talking about the World Cup.
Yeah,
FIFA used to bank.
But the thing is, but the Lewandowski chat. It's like,
FIFA headers.
L2 and circle two.
I think generally when you look at their teams, they're not expected to do much.
Yeah.
But when that player, who's supposed to be that guy, has those moments to do something which is defining, and they don't take them, it's damning somewhat. I think the fact that they're a Lewandowski penalty miss away from going through.
They went through.
They did actually.
Yeah, they went through.
Never mind. They're all right.
They went through.
They're all right. I'm all right with him then. Who they got next? France.
They got France.
Yeah, it's all over.
Yeah. They're going to get tucked away.
Listen,
3-1 loss if he gets his goal.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Score, 3-1. Bang that one goal and you're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Can we pour
okay,
up?
Okay, so
can
he,
pour
he has a, it's five. It's now 6 World Cup games that he hasn't scored. He hasn't played 8 World Cup.
Has he not?
No. Not according to Transfer Market.
Oh, God.
That's pretty awkward. That's pretty accurate. I trust Transfer Market.
Yeah. I don't.
So he didn't score in the 2018 World Cup against Senegal.
Okay, that's why they were onto him.
Colombia and Japan.
Are we expecting him to? Did they score?
Poland.
They got one. They got
can score.
They scored in 2 of those games.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't think man could be getting onto him.
I think there's valid reason to question what he does for Poland at at tournaments, but I don't think it's enough for you to say, "Wow, like I'm no longer going to rate Lewandowski as the player."
The body of work is extensive.
He's pretty much 1-2 in the Euros. 30-37 in World Cup qualification. A lot of them are fraudulent games. 19-20 in Euro qualification.
1-2 at the Euros. Is that
true? Euro
near enough. He's got 5-11 in the Euros.
Okay, that's not bad. I think he scored 2-3 in the last Euros, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think he won
and
them.
And he missed some silly chances.
Yeah, he won them again. That's cool. I'm just asking a question. It was less Lewandowski specific and just get your thoughts. Can we have a moment for Saudi Arabia? After game one, that was a hell of a high.
The gas.
That was a hell of a hack. They're going through.
They're serious.
Their manager is the lead.
They're serious,
the
right?
CEO of AFCON.
At least they got their rules.
Big up to them anyway, man. Come on, man.
Do you think
big
they took them back, though?
Nah, man. They're going to be bumping.
Do you think they ran them back? So hold on. You beat Argentina.
You're good, man.
What do you get out of it?
No, I'm saying you beat. No, I'm talking about the logic behind them keeping the Rolls Royces.
Of course they'll keep it, man.
You get your Rolls Royce, man.
Yeah.
Their
Rolls Royce is going to blow up.
Oh, my God.
You beat Argentina. Keep your Rolls Royce. You lose to Poland.
You saw that video on Twitter, didn't you?
You lose to Poland. I'm the shake. I'm looking at that Rolls Royce still. I'm looking at that Rolls Royce like, boy.
And the thing is,
and that guy who made the mistake, who the guy came to chat, 50 lashes.
50
lashes. No doubt about it, bro. No doubt.
How many lashes today? Because they got, from what I saw in the stats, they got blammed.
It should have been about
today.
5-0 because they got blammed. They kept cutting out the chat by
they every got
2 seconds.
The guy who the emir came to, or the sheikh or whoever came to talk to in the dressing room, like, oh, it's all right, it's not your fault. It literally was his fault. he's not getting his roles.
Yeah.
What do you reckon the halftime team talk was today?
It's peak, guys.
How'd you say that in French?
Le pique.
We had a good run. You know, we had that game against Argentina.
Yeah.
And they're going to be talking about that for generations.
Hell of a run.
Hell of a run. They're going to be talking about that
in history. Yeah.
They're going to be talking about that for generations. You know, 9 players all from Al Hilal. Chemistry through the roof. But football,
their ultimate team chemistry would be a madness.
Is this the first time they've won a game at a World Cup? Because I'm used to them
I think it might be.
I remember Germany gave them a Swift 8. Yeah. That's when Kosa got 5 in it. Yeah. They had them big baggy shirts. The shirts was white.
Right.
And the short sleeve thing was coming down here. It was mad. I've never seen anything like it.
Bro, if I was a Saudi man, I'm saying, yeah, this is Messi in his prime. Start Barca right now.
So what, when you tell your kids, yes,
he just won World Player of the Year the previous December.
Imagine what my man who was talking that talk to Messi would say to his grandkids.
Well, the one that slapped his back.
Yeah, the one that was like, yeah.
Nah, he is
violator, bro.
He's my idol.
He's a violator.
Violated Messi.
He's a violator, bro.
He slapped him.
Nah, look at him.
Well, between that and Canelo saying he wants to rip Messi's head off.
Yeah,
Canelo's on him.
It's been quite a tournament for Messi, isn't it?
Yeah, Canelo's on him. That was a liberty, though.
Do you think that was it though? Do you think he wouldn't even wipe his boots? Why was it on the floor? Do you think when people give Messi their shirt, do you think he keeps them?
No. Impossible. No,
I don't think he does.
Impossible.
You know everybody else though, when they go to their house, you've got the wall of.
I think he'll keep some.
Who's?
His own.
Whose shirt is
the
he keeping?
Not Saudis. Not Saudis.
Whose shirt
the
is
The only
Messi
shirt
keeping?
That's worthy of him having is his own.
Yeah.
And Ronaldinho.
Maybe some of his mates when he plays them. I don't know.
For sure.
That's it.
If he played some of his Argentina mates.
There's
I
been
think
no Argentines
respect.
For him
no
to one. Rate since he's been out.
Di Maria's won him some cups, but we'll keep it moving.
Yeah.
Keep it moving swiftly.
That Higuain brother.
That was nasty. That was nasty. We'll never get over 2014.
Yeah.
France were through, obviously. So they rung in the changes. You got Camavinga at centre back. Your boy Saliba got a little bit of
Camavinga
a run.
Camavinga playing left back.
Yeah, sorry. Camavinga at left back. Your boy Saliba got a little bit of a run out as well. They end up losing today, but I don't think there's much to take from that.
Of defenders.
What?
Did we leave an appropriate silence after that?
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
just meant being young at the World Cup with your country. This guy's
crazy.
Why am I taking it so personally? Did I not go 94 with Brazil?
Yeah, he did.
Why am I taking it personally?
No, we're not. It's just all having a great time, man.
Certain man centre back was getting dropped so they could win games, but I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Whoa.
That comment could literally go to all three of you because Romero got dropped and the midget got dropped today as well.
Manager has his preference, isn't it?
Hey, listen, Romero came back in the team today, boy. So they got a clean sheet.
Easy day. He didn't have anything to do.
It's a dirty W, but it's a W nonetheless.
Yeah, I wonder what the...
What's going on with Ben Davis?
Bruh. Yeah, bruh. It's not even just him. Joe Rodon just...
Got rid of him.
It's not been a good tournament for you, though, has it?
I don't think it's been a bad tournament for us.
That's not what I said, is it?
I'm spinning negative into a positive.
What's Sonny say?
He's been cheap.
Yeah, it's not been a good tournament for you, man.
Oh, what? Because Rashford slapped him free. Rashford isn't even half the player, mate.
Not to mention that.
No.
Tottenham player performed.
Yeah,
Højbjerg's gone home.
Højbjerg's been decent.
Bentancur's gone home.
Bentancur's been good.
Yeah,
Bentancur's been good.
All your players.
He's not gone home yet. He ain't gone home yet. They're playing Ghana tomorrow. The grudge match.
That's
yeah, man.
That's a proper
tussle. Yeah, man.
That's a real tussle.
What? Spicy one.
Tomorrow's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. No, tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, I'm saying the match is on Friday.
Is it? Yeah. Is it not tomorrow?
No.
Oh, because they played.
Are you not going to be rooting for Ghana? Are you on that?
No, man.
I'm rooting for Ghana.
No, I'm not. I'm not
rooting for Ghana.
Why not?
One Africa.
You know why?
Why?
You know why?
No, say why. I don't know.
Because they fucking knocked us out.
That's your own fault.
Hey, listen.
What, you want your space to have gone for no reason?
Take care of business.
There might as well be a purpose.
I call excellence. If you lose, you lose, bro.
Nah. Yeah, we're cheeks.
Are Belgium out? Or can they still go through?
They can still go through.
Because they've got zero mentality, man.
They beat Canada, innit?
That team got zero mentality, bro.
They just got to hope. Yeah.
Keep fighting, bro. No,
yeah, everybody. They're falling apart
I know KDB is the one who leaked that.
100%.
I hear what. Did you see the Hazard quote?
Thibaut said, we find out who leaked that, they never play for this team again.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, they're through.
They can't pull that stunt on KDB.
Yes, they can.
Did you see what Hazard said? I'm not sure if it was a real quote, but he said, of course I didn't fight Vertonghen, like he's too big or something.
Yeah. I think that was a real quote. I saw it repeated a few times. I won't say they've fallen
apart. But at the same time, that whole region of the world, like that part of Europe, they're bare blunt and
spicy,
truthful and honest, innit? I'm not surprised by this is what used to happen with Holland in every tournament.
Happens to this day, man.
Yeah, but we don't know none of their players anymore, so they're just I don't know who Van Dijk is, and I heard of this Gakpo guy this season. He's nonsense guy.
You know Bergwijn?
And Frankie.
Who?
You
know Bergwijn.
Who's that?
Cheeks. That cheeks.
Yeah, forward, they're nobodies. All their players could be at Everton.
That's not, well, apart from Van Dijk.
Apart from Van Dijk.
Frankie De Jong.
The rest of them.
What do you not think of Cody Gakpo?
I haven't seen
that. I think he's better than people give him credit for, but he's not, he ain't like...
Do you know what?
He can score.
Who does he remind me of? Like, he's got like a gangly style. So I don't think he's like easy on the eye, yeah? But if you let him get into his stride, he's going to go past bare people. But he looks
back
strider,
to yeah?
Like Isaac, maybe?
Kind of.
It's not as clean?
Yeah, just like not as clean. But he knows where the goal is, bro. The guy knows how to shoot. Like,
we're linked to him. That's it. How do you feel?
I think he'll bang goals. I don't think he's going to look great. I want to play him up top.
I don't think he can play up top by himself.
I don't know.
Why does everyone say this about
him? Because when I've watched him play in these three games, he doesn't. I don't think he can do the things that you guys want from your striker right now.
I think
like holding up the ball.
I think the one thing that's like missing in this modern game, and obviously me and Dissy were disagreeing about this in a group chat, is nobody's on a project, right? I just think that there's a shortage of strikers, and you're just gonna have to make one. Right, unless you want to pay 150 million or 100 million, everybody else is already settled. You're going to have to make your striker, your ideal striker. That means he's going to have to be coached into that role. So he's going to have to learn to hold up the ball. Sebastian Haller came from West Ham, went to Ajax. He learned how to do a couple of things and he was banging goals.
Did he learn how to do a couple of things? He
went to an easier level.
Do you know what you say, Seb, about I personally don't ever think there's a shortage of talent in football. I just think people are not looking hard enough.
We see it all the time, right now
in like the Uruguayan league or the Mexican.
There's someone
league.
Doing
there's you there.
There always is.
That could be Suarez.
There always is.
If he was given,
there always is.
Alvarez was the one in United past. That's what kills me because he was linked with United first for like 12 million or something.
Yeah.
And United and then United said to what's that guy Ralph? Yeah,
they want to wait for the summer. They want to wait for the summer to see
who the new manager is. Yeah, so he's there. Like, and I think the with social media, everybody knows that guy. That's why Nunes gained that quick.
I think City just bought him just because you know, like Maxwell.
Made me realize. You see, because I don't play a Championship Manager anymore, Football Manager.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know no players.
Nah, Twitter's brought me in.
Yeah.
All the, if you follow his account, they'll show you everybody. Everybody is on Twitter. Like, they're not hiding.
There's nobody that they mute
from. Football Manager showed me every... I don't know no players. Looking at his teams, I'm like, I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
Let's say play in the Prem.
That's it.
Or high in Spain. Yeah. I don't know who they are.
Nah, Football Manager, I mean, the game like, Twitter is all, crazy, man.
Put me on. Because you can pretend like you know about a guy because he's good on that. You can pretend.
Bro, that's, I used to do the same thing.
Football Manager also tells you what they like to do as well.
Yeah,
he loves arguing with refs,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll come into school like, yeah, this guy's a wonder kid. I'm saying, he's a wonder kid.
I think he's from Rosario.
Bare fake knowledge. Yes, standard. I don't know anything.
Cool. Let me quickly get you lot's thoughts on England yesterday. So I'm going to come to you, Tobes, because it seems like you're having to fight for Harry Kane's life online across all platforms. You know, you're
I'm not even fighting for his life. I'm just stating what I've watched. Like, I think with the Harry Kane chat, it's just a bit too fake for me. Like, people swear that this guy's having the worst World Cup ever and stuff, but I'm looking at his performances and I'm like, are we watching a different game? Because
what performances?
Like the performances he's had in the World Cup. Do you think he's been bad?
I don't think he's been bad.
Yeah, so I'm not even trying to
bad against America.
I don't think he was bad against America. Okay. I think he was just all right.
So like, what do you call it? What sort of performance do you call it when, let's say, in a good game he maybe gets 30 touches, and in a game he gets, let's say, 10. But all the touches are, he does all right with them. What sort of performance would you call that?
No, but see, the thing with me, with a player like Kane, because I rate Kane so highly, I don't think that the bare minimum
is as good enough.
You know?
That's fair.
But don't you think with strikers, Kane, though, they're very much at the behest of people getting them the ball?
But see, Kane's past that level of striker, in my opinion. Kane is a good enough footballer that he can pretty much dictate a football match from that role as a striker. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, so Kane doesn't get the luxury of, I didn't get any service, because Kane's good enough that he goes and he makes stuff happen. Whether it's him getting the ball 60 yards from goal, taking out three players, and then your team gets a chance to attack and he ends up in the box, or him just being so alive in and around the area, he can make stuff happen. So when he doesn't, I think we can say that's not a good performance from Kane.
But so
Kane should have a goal by now in this World Cup.
No doubt. England's zero and three when England have scored. How many goals?
Nine,
I don't know.
Nine.
Like, you expect him to score. Mm. But what I don't like is when people say that and they don't say the other part that you said. That if he's not the one that's dropping deep to actually try and make things happen, no one else is doing it. Nobody else is doing
it. Yeah, but I've looked at Kane in this World Cup, yeah, and I feel like he's like on coast. And like, as again, not to say it in a negative way, but like Ant said, yeah, Kane's able to like step up in such a way that you can't play like against him. And I just haven't seen that yet. Like, even if he isn't scoring goals, I just don't think he's done enough. And
he's not moving.
Yeah, when you get to that level, like, we know that performance is within you. Then we can say you ain't done enough.
But my thing is this, though. When we look at the
games... he hasn't done bad. He just ain't done enough.
Yeah, fair enough. But when we look at the games...
So you looking like a game against America for him to take hold of that?
Yeah, man. Like, he's done it against... He's done it in a Prem against, like, City or United or Liverpool where it's that hard game and Kane's...
Those are the games, those are the games
where you're a big player.
He stands out.
But let me... So, playing devil's advocate here, yeah. So
in the first, it's not. I was about to say, is it devil's advocate?
No, not really.
Playing my normal self.
Not my normal self. In the game. So
I hate these guys.
My normal self. All right, cool. So you say like you expect him to make stuff happen. England had one chance in the first half. Who put it on a plate for Rashford? Kane.
Is this yesterday?
Yesterday.
I only watched the second half.
And then the goal for Foden, who created it? It's nice. Harry Kane. Beautiful. So my thing is this.
But it's run roughshod over Wales, though.
No, I get that, and I'm not trying to get like loads of clout for England beating a pathetic Wales side. Yeah, I'm just asking people to just analyse his performance fairly. You can ask for more goals for Kane. I'm not gonna criticize anyone who says that, because I actually think he should have scored. A player of his caliber, you should have scored at least one goal in the World Cup for your team, especially as a captain. But
especially
one,
when
I also
you played Iran and Wales,
exactly. Mm. But I think there's multiple things happening here. One, I think the team, they don't create enough for Harry Kane. I've said this consistently. I think the midfield composition is not great. This team have a real struggle when it comes to progressing that ball consistently well over the course of 90 minutes. They can't do it properly, and it's only when he drops deep and gets on the ball that they can actually get moving.
But that's because second the manager wants to play a runner and not any footballers in
there. Second of all, I do think there's definitely something to be said on his injury. I think, I don't know why he's killing himself, forcing himself to play through with this dodgy ankle injury. I don't think, listen, Harry Kane has lost some intensity over the years because of the injury, but I do think at times in games he's coasting a little bit, and I think he's probably trying to protect himself. Mm. I don't know. But I just think the Kane discourse at times can be disingenuous, because people are telling me that he's had the worst World Cup ever when he hasn't.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. He has a lot of critics that always want to shoot.
When he scored, oh, you're scoring, but you're not playing well. And now when he's actually playing okay and not scoring, oh, it's not enough.
Well, they want everything. He's that level of player.
He's a world-class striker.
Fair enough.
He's that level of player.
Fair. But I just,
it's not like he's Son.
I don't know what that means, but I'm just going to ignore that. So, wow. And yes, Kane is a better player than Son. Okay.
Obviously. Playing devil's advocate. What sort of World Cup has Son had?
He's had a terrible World Cup. Mm. But I think
his dad would say.
Yeah, his dad would be proud, but not of these performances, but
I can't believe you. Bit.
What do you want me to say? Like, do you want me to?
I'm not responding to that. I don't know what his dad's going to say. His dad wouldn't be proud.
He wouldn't be. The performance.
Why would you know?
The performance is, have you not seen the documentary? The way he talks about his son. But anyway, I don't think he's played well enough. So I can't defend Son. He's not had a good tournament. I can't defend Son.
How's he been in 2022 in total? Not good.
No, he's been he was really good in the first half of 2022, and then he was really poor.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true. Look how many goals he scored in the first half of the year. Of course, it's true. Second half of the year, he's been stinky, but he's Son. Nice. Like, he's a streaky player, but he's a quality player. Simple.
He's the streakiest.
But he's still quality. Mm. He's still quality. He's a top tier player.
When he turns up.
Yeah, and he turns up more than he doesn't.
I think it's literally 50-50.
Yeah. I really don't. I don't think it is 50-50.
Give us percentages. To be fair, you do watch him the most.
Yeah, I would say it's probably 70-30.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
70-30.
Yeah. Whoa. What do you mean? Whoa. Whoa. How can he do the things he's done for Spurs if it was 50-50? Exactly, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? Hitting like 20 plus goals in a season, getting double figures and assists. How can you do that playing only playing well?
Because when he plays good, he's good. And when he's bad, he's bad.
He's bad.
When he's good, he fills his boots.
Yeah, he does fill
his boots. There was a season he had 11 goals by like September, October, and he ended up with like 15 or something.
No. You're just making stuff up, but I'm not going to buy it. I ain't going to buy it. Man can't talk to me about Son. They can't talk to me about Son when certain man's main strikers sat on the bench for Richarlison.
For Brazil.
Boy.
I don't mind. Don't play him. We need him for the title race. I don't mind.
I like that.
Yeah, I respect that.
That's smart. Your fans were bitching and moaning that Saliba would start today. Why is Saliba not starting? I didn't get that.
I'm happy. They still get a medal if their team wins and they're rested. I'm happy. I don't mind.
Two ticks. Anyone watch Australia?
No.
England C.
Come on.
No.
What the hell?
England got three teams in this.
I see the goal though.
Who's England B?
I see the goal. My man was, what's his name? Lecky. He twisting, turning. Good finish.
Yeah, I ain't watching no Australian player.
I didn't realise that, because I was thinking when it was confirmed that they qualified, I was thinking this has got to be the first time Australia's qualified.
Making history, man.
And it was the second time. But
they've qualified before.
Yeah, they've qualified
before. The last one.
I don't think they qualified for the last one.
They've qualified before?
Yeah, I was shocked.
What, out of their group?
Yeah.
I was shocked.
What?
Yeah. Wow. It's the second time. So,
we got Bresciano and
them, man. Tim Cahill was about, man.
Maybe, actually.
Tim Cahill must have been about, bro.
Okay. To be fair, he would turn up.
Yeah, with them, man.
He loved it.
Tim Cahill loved it, bro.
Yeah, he loved it. He loved the lights, man. Cool. Let's take a quick look ahead to tomorrow. So, again, it's the four games split across two times. Let's quick chat about the early game. So, the big one at 3 o'clock, Croatia versus Belgium. Two past it teams.
Average age is going to be a madness.
An absolute madness.
It's going to be insane.
Who's your money on?
Croatia.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think they're going to do it.
What's the thought process?
I was really impressed with their performance against against Canada. They put Canada to the sword, man. They made light work of a Canada side that Belgium struggled against. So
it's not a good side, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a good side, but I'm just gauging performances. I feel
Croatia
like they're
won both the same team. Huh?
Croatia won both their games.
Nah, they drew the first one
against Morocco.
I just even beyond my confidence in Croatia, I have no confidence in Belgium. I think they're a mess right now. They can't defend. They can't really control games of football.
They're still and using they're not Vertonghen really attacking. And Aldeviro. That's crazy.
Who are they going to use? That Jason Denayer
What about the Ute at Leicester?
Faze. Yeah, he should play. He should play. He's not bad at all.
He's one who looks like a Rebor or
David Luiz. Yeah,
managing them or he looks all like Rebor David Luiz.
Is that my man? That Jason Denayer is
not good.
He's cheap.
Lukaku's brother wasn't good either.
Yeah, he was crap. Remember when they tried to force him?
Do you know?
Remember when they tried to force him?
Do you know how crazy? Do you know how crazy Lukaku's clout must have been to make him a pro? That's crazy.
Left back,
I can't knock that.
He stunk.
He was all right, Pep.
Yeah, I just have no confidence in Belgium, man.
They're broken anyway. He's missing the first two. He came on
actually
off the
does,
bench
because he's way better than Batshuayi.
I thought you're a Bolongolu fan.
I am. I'm talking about their team. It doesn't really matter.
You don't think KDB? Okay, let's speak on KDB because.
I don't know.
So on one end, you've got the Lewandowskis who don't really have a chance because they're not surrounded with quality.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other end, you've got the Kevin De Bruyne who are surrounded with quality because he had a standout international tournament that any of you can remember.
I think he was good in 2018, but people disagree. I think he was good.
Would you call it standout?
No. I wouldn't say standout, but I think he was good.
Okay. He coasted. Hazard carried him.
Hazard was elite.
Don't. Hazard didn't carry it.
Ugh.
Listen, they speak about that 2018. We've spoken about that. We're not going to speak about
every single time.
What album did you call it again?
Brought up.
Yeah, because every time I start talking about boxing.
Cool. Yeah. So what do you guys take of guys like KDB, who have, I think, under delivered?
It's not been good enough. It's not been good enough, man. Someone of his caliber as well in a team that. Could actually do something dangerous, and they got to semi-final. They got to semi-final in 2014. Got to semi-final in 2018. Got to that the quarters, I think, in the Euros 2016. Yeah, he's never really taken the scruff of the game by the scruff of its neck for Belgium.
That's probably a player of his caliber. That's probably a difference between getting to a final, no?
Yeah, I think so. Imagine if they had Hazard ticking and they had Kevin De Bruyne and again if they had Kevin De Bruyne 10-10
boy. Yeah, if over the last few tournaments both of them two had turned up at the same time,
it's a problem.
Yeah, I don't think they were ever like people call them like they didn't deliver in the golden generation, but they were never to me the best international team in the world. Was there any tournament they went into where they were your favorites?
That Euros, people
the
said
the first one.
Which one? What year?
Euro 16.
A lot of people had them for Euro.
They were elite. Like
they were good ages there. Well, Dembele was still there, right?
Dembele was there.
The whole team was insane.
Yeah.
Jan was in his prime. Alderweireld in his prime. Witzel was still good. Lukaku,
bro, crazy.
Hazard,
Hazard,
Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah, that team should have done something.
Mertens was even coming to his own at Napoli, goals, bruh. Yeah. So, yeah, that Euros, I thought, yeah, like, they're coming for blood here. Like, they could do something.
It didn't quite happen. Nah. I think we can see why, though.
Yeah, soft, man.
Yeah, they've got bit of issues in-house, which internal. They haven't obviously been able to deal with. The other game is Canada, you know.
Canada
versus Morocco. Morocco have done their thing, boy. I know you're not.
I'm going to watch it. I want to see.
No, you are not.
I am going to watch it.
So you're not watching Croatia versus
Belgium? No, I'm going to have them both on. I want to see.
When people do that, they don't watch either game.
Yeah.
You don't watch either game.
You can.
You don't watch either game, bro.
Trust me.
How are you doing?
You just listen to what's already on.
Sources. Trust me, bro.
I'm going to do like the first 15-20 minutes on Croatia and Belgium, and then I'm going to do.
That means you didn't watch either game.
I'm going to be watching both.
If
I look at this and I look at that and I look at this and look at that, I'm watching both. Bro. I'm watching both games.
This is the time of fearing my son.
No, that's what I'm thinking about.
It's your 6 year old as well.
I'm watching both. But to be honest, the only reason.
Are you going to be upstairs and downstairs at the same time? I'm going to run upstairs. I'm going to run downstairs.
No, I'm going to have my laptop. But I want to watch that game because I want to watch this Agüero guy because I've heard that he's meant to be good. So I want to watch him.
You want to bring us Spurs?
No, it's not even just that. I just want to see what he's about.
Who? What's his name?
Agüero, the centre-back. The Morocco centre-back.
Morocco?
Yeah.
How old is he? Who's he play for?
He plays for West Ham. They signed him this summer for like 22 million.
Has he been playing?
He got injured.
So he just come through in the World Cup?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So he's that good they just brought him along anyway, yeah?
I guess so, yeah.
I'm going to put my hat on and say shit.
I don't think he is. I've heard he's not.
That's not nice, then.
I'm going to put my hat on.
I mean, guy said he's at West Ham.
Yeah,
they got a little gym. They got some players at West Ham, though.
Piquet is at West Ham.
They got a few players at West Ham now.
Weird signings. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see. Okay. Hopefully, we get the scouting report from you, Tobes, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. And then we've got the 7 o'clock games. We've got Costa Rica versus Germany, and we've got Japan versus Spain. Let's go to Japan versus Spain first. Should be a straightforward win for Spain.
Yeah, they're gonna rondo the hell out of Japan, bro.
Yeah, they're gonna win that game.
Yeah,
Pedri and Gavi on. They're moving wicked.
Pedri, just say Pedri. Just say Pedri.
What's your issue with Gavi?
Just say Pedri. No, this fuck with people. Them. No. You can fuck with them, but I'm just saying. Stop,
people, throw Gavi in the mixer?
Yeah, stop throwing him in this cocktail.
Is he not in it?
He's not in it right now because Pedri was a standout against Germany for me. Gavi, I didn't even notice him on the pitch. I didn't notice him on the pitch. Stop. Yeah. I feel like when people mention Pedri, they have to mention Gavi. Like, no, you don't.
Chuck him in.
You don't.
You know what? They keep trying to recreate Gavi and Iniesta.
Yeah, bro.
That's what happened with Gavi when we was talking about Iniesta.
Why did you have to do that? Like, just... What's wrong with this guy?
That's how I feel.
What's wrong with this?
That's how I feel, man.
Busquets still balling.
Yeah, he's still
balling. Bro, he's got no leg. It's just all tech and IQ.
No, he's picking passes, bro.
He's picking passes, bro. He's a conductor.
There you go,
then. He's different. He plays different for Spain. He plays different for Spain.
Put some legs around
me. Yeah, literally. You know that Ozil needs runners. Busquets needs runners, bro.
He's runners, bro.
You get them lads, run for him. Run for Busquets. I'm telling you, when he plays for Spain, you're like, rah.
Nah, he's quality, man.
He throws it back, bro. Guys are coming, he's repressed resistant.
Class is permanent, man.
In like first gear as well, like he's resisting.
He's a classiest they come, man.
Very.
So obviously he's done this thing with Xavi, so he's won it all multiple times. He's coming right to the end of his career. Where do you guys rate Busquets?
He's right up there of all time. He is easily. For me, he's the best. The modern six or whatever you want to call it, he's the best of them. By landslide.
I don't think there's many by landslide. That, I think like,
okay, let me go one step further. He's the best six, in my opinion.
What was Xavi Alonso?
I don't know. Xavi
thing.
Six.
Than
yes,
Alonso?
Way better. Way better than Xavi Alonso.
Way
better than Xavi Alonso.
I think Xavi Alonso could do what Busquets done.
No, he could
and
not.
I don't think Busquets could do what Xavi Alonso could do.
The shots from the halfway line. That's it.
No, whether it's long passing range, whether it's like, you know,
physical.
Sorry. Yeah. Xavi Alonso can't chat to Busquets. Just my opinion.
I think Busquets.
Just my opinion.
Not to diminish his legacy, I feel like he was in the best team ever.
But he was a key cog in the best team
100%.
Ever.
100%. But it's easy to be.
My thing is...
Busquets.
Jesus.
What do you mean, Jesus?
My thing is, what when people say best team ever, the, for me, the game takes no passengers, man.
No. Don't get it twisted. He's a great.
Yeah.
He was world class in his day. We're not saying that.
Yeah.
It's comparing.
I just think, if I don't think there's many people that if you said to them, okay, pick your best midfield ever, and ignoring just, the fact that that was a midfield together, I don't think most people pick him.
I think they do.
Do you know what you can say about the others? You can say they had teams that they were built around them, and that were successful in the Pirlos, the Xabi Alonsos. Can't really say that for Busquets.
I don't know. I think Xabi Alonso better.
If you swap Busquets out for, let's say, like a Xabi Alonso or Pirlo, do Barca miss a beat?
I think they missed something. Did they miss a beat? Yes, yeah.
I don't think they missed a beat.
Yes, they do. Senna was Carrick. Senna was very good, but come on.
Where Busquets plays, I think
he's better than Carrick.
Yeah, he is better than Carrick. No one's saying that.
I feel like it's exactly the same thing. I don't think they missed a beat.
I think
they're more similar players.
Who?
Carrick and Busquets.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But one's just way better.
I don't know about platform.
What do you mean platform? Carrick was playing for the biggest club in England.
Yeah, look great.
So then what do you mean about platform?
I'm saying where you rank them is on platform.
It's jokes as well, because Busquets was playing for Barcelona B. It's not like he's been shoehorned here. He worked his way into the team and he was a mainstay in the team.
His dad was for a reason. Gretchen Lowe.
Bro, what do you mean Lowe? No. We're not going to do that.
You try and grab a regen in Rodri.
We're not going to do that. There's a reason. There's a reason why he's been a mainstay in that Barcelona team for so long.
We're not saying that he's not. He's great. What we're saying is, okay.
I want reasonings for why Xabi Alonso is better than Busquets.
More about him. Yeah. He can do all the same stuff and more.
I don't think so. I think Busquets is more mobile, better range of passing, better attacker. Definitely not better. I don't agree with the better range of passing. I don't agree with the mobility. I think Busquets has way better feet than Xabi Alonso. Way better feet.
He has way better feet.
And the range.
That little dragon going.
And the range of passing. Yeah, the only pass that I think he could do. More frequently than Busquets is the switch, the long switch. Every other variety of pass.
That's a hallmark.
Yeah,
guys
exactly.
Guys come to stadium just to see that.
It is. But every other variety, of pass, you can't tell me that Xabi Alonso is a better passer than Busquets.
I trust Busquets to get it through the lines more.
I back Busquets way more than Xabi Alonso to find that killer pass to put a man within a chance to set someone up or to even get a chance at goal.
I don't know. We'll speak on it. Busquets is an interesting one still.
No, he's great.
Top guy.
He's rated. Nobody said he's not rated, but it's within the rating.
Trying to derail it like,
yeah. No. You know what it is, I don't even have an agenda against Xabi Alonso, but genuinely, I do think that Xabi Alonso is another one of those football players where it's like, because aesthetically, he looked the part, you have to sort of rank him.
Xabi Alonso
of course you could. This is what they say about Thiago as well.
This is what they say about Zidane as well.
Let's stop speaking that, let's leave that for now.
That's
your thing that you hate about Zidane. What? He gets the extra points for looking good.
No, because Iniesta's better.
See, I agree that Iniesta's better, but it's a debate.
Zidane was an artist, bro. Graceful, bro.
Iniesta's better, but Zidane looked better.
He looked way better.
And Xabi Alonso didn't look better than Busquets, but people praise him because the odd moment he could do, well, I say the odd, you know his game, the switch.
The arm as well.
I've never watched Xabi Alonso.
You know, because he had a grown beard. He's so smooth. He wears a black suit and black tie and white shirt. He's so smooth. And he's a smooth operator on the football pitch. Allow it, man.
He was getting dashed allow it, for man. Gareth Barry.
That was nasty.
That was disgusting. Yeah. He had to bust out to go Madrid.
Football was such a funny game.
You tried clown me.
Football was insane.
And I like Gareth Barry. Don't get me wrong.
He was good.
I thought Gareth Barry was good.
Good pro, man. Insane.
And what's mad is Alonso said, you know what, you're trying to ship me out for Barry? He gave them an absolute blastic that season. He said, yeah, I'm out.
I'm off.
I'm gone.
Sayonara.
I'm gone.
I think Gerrard had something to do with that.
100%, man.
They're
like the messy moves.
Yeah, dog, man. Yeah. Gerrard's like, yeah, let me bring my boy.
Yeah, he's told him when the World Cup, yeah, you're coming with me.
Cool. Let's finish up with some listeners' questions. First one's from FIFA, Hefo Farm. Can you ask Ant to give us a 1 minute reminder on why Messi is the greatest ever? Thanks. Love the show. Yes.
Just bring the. Why is Messi the greatest ever?
Yeah.
He's the best dribbler of all time.
Agree.
Best finisher of all time. Best passer of all time. The most entertaining. No, he's not the most entertaining one. I do know, so I'll take that back. He's just, I don't know, Messi's just the greatest player of all time. It's just a joy to watch, and I'm just happy that I've existed at the same time as him and been fortunate enough.
First time I've heard you define your existence by another man.
Have you ever watched him live?
Yeah, many times. Well, I say many times, twice.
That's more than enough.
As long as that's more than enough.
The first time me and my son, we went, it was his sixth birthday, we went, they beat Valencia 5-1, Messi scored 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's always the, you know, everyone I know who's watched Messi, that's how you know he's great. They all, it's never like they go there and he's only scored one. They go there, he scored like a hat-trick,
because he had like a 5 year period run, where he was scoring a goal, yeah,
as long goal, as he was
goal
playing,
a game,
yeah, even at your own team's expense as well.
60-40 charts, he got more than one. Yeah.
Mate, scary stuff. He's been linked with Inter Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cash cow, probably give him some percentages in the club as well. 100%.
He should do it, in my opinion. But I mean,
be told what to do by Phil Neville.
Yeah.
Oh no, Neville's out. If Messi comes, Pep's coming.
No, Messi's the coach.
Yeah, Neville's just some
bloody Neville.
Phil Neville's, are you not listening Messi to me?
If Messi goes to Inter Miami, Pep is their coach. Brad is telling me about Phil Neville. How much do you think he's paid a year?
Calling up, bro.
Check the back of my sofa. His salary's down there. Just chuck it.
Oh Lord!
Too. But he still looks good to split.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
The
like,
thing with Messi, is
can you imagine him owning a football?
Bro,
I don't think Messi stays in football once he's finished.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's not the type of character. Yeah, he's not the type of character. He don't want to manage. He don't want to do a pundit.
He don't need the money. He's gone, man.
I think Messi can still do a madness. You know, I think I'm one of the few people that I look at his ability and I'm saying, just go and play number 10 for City, bro.
Do you know it is? People judge Messi against Messi, innit? So whilst Messi is still doing,
he don't need to do into Miami. That's what I'm saying. You don't.
Yeah, I think he just. I think he's okay.
And go play number 10,
bro. But he's been in this game for 20
years. I'm happy.
I think it's down to him. Like, what do I want to do?
I don't think he cares too. Yeah, anymore.
My thing is, it's a nice swan song, right? You get to live in Miami. You get paid hella money.
Not boring, and Miami. You've done your team. It's not the weekend.
No, yeah, live on Sunday, innit? Live on Sunday.
You know,
dream. Actually, there you go. King of Diamonds.
You don't want to be in Miami Monday to Friday.
King of Diamonds is shut down, innit? Go to London with the kids. You think Monday to Friday, man?
You think MLS even needs to go training?
Nah,
I'll see you lot on Friday, man. I just say trim, but I'll see you lot on Saturday, man.
Chilling with these dogs and that.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
Bare flights for games as well. You got to fly 9 hours across the whole country. Who's going there?
Only home games, so it's like, yeah.
Cool.
Question from Count Dracula. Who is one club coach, retired or still active, that you would like to see involved in international football, and what team would you want them to coach?
Arsene Wenger, England.
Wenger.
This is literally That's what he said. What would you say?
Yeah, I'd go for Wenger and England.
Ancelotti, Italy.
Why?
I just like Ancelotti, and I think I want to see my international level.
You think you could just say to the players, this Italy team, go and play?
I'd like to see what Pep would do with England.
I'd like to see what he could do at international
nothing.
Level.
Nothing.
Let's see.
No,
let's see.
He could do nothing.
Or Poch for England. I'd like to see that.
Poch for England.
Poch could work for England.
Yeah.
Interesting. Speak on that.
Yeah, Poch. Because it's all about that work rate, innit, and that underdog. He's not. There's no class about it, but.
I'm not biting. You've got your bites ready. I'm not. There's no more. So
there's no class about it. For mobile, Australia in the next round. How far can Argentina go in the World Cup? I think we've discussed that.
Yeah.
Looking at their path, semi-finals with Brazil.
I think semi-finals.
Semi-finals.
Sam E_91. A lot of players have got moves off the back of great international campaigns. Are there any early candidates for a move in January, end of
Gakpo.
The season? Who else?
Gvardiol. But to be fair, he was going to be on the move anyway.
Who, sorry?
The Croatian centre-back. Oh, okay.
Enzo Fernandez.
Enzo Fernandez.
Do you think he's in another movie?
He's released also.
How long has he been at Benfica?
He's been in summer.
Oh, I thought he was on.
Another one United was supposed to get for $17 million.
The Saudi number 10, I think someone's going to pick him up.
Yeah, right.
I think someone will pick him up.
Yeah, someone will.
Who, bro?
Or West Ham or something, I don't know.
Wait,
do you not remember when they picked up Enzo Valencia?
Is Saudi the one with the striker from Porto?
No, that's Iran.
Iran, okay.
Yeah,
he looked all right, you know. Good finish.
He knows where the back of the net is.
Yeah.
Cool. Anybody else? Bruno Fernandes getting Real links.
Yes.
He's been good.
He's been good. Yeah. He has been good.
50 million, man. Hold that.
That's less than we bought him for.
150.
Oh, I thought you said 50.
You want to cut your losses?
Nah, man.
How old is he now?
If they're buying him for a hot World Cup, give me 70, man.
Nah, no way is he 26.
He is 26, 27.
He's quite young.
Huh? Really?
150, hold that, man.
Yeah, I'll take 70, man. I'm taking 70,
bro. Well, profit. I'm trying to...
A drink's a drink, bro.
He's 28.
I never forget. He's 27. I never forget. I won't name the person on the pod, but they sell goods. Yeah. I think they're selling it for like 105, and it's like 100 quid. So it's like, what? £5 drink? Fair enough, man. A drink's a drink, man.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
The price of like to meet them, you know,
£5. You gotta fill the calls when something goes wrong as well. Fam, that is bad business.
That's terrific business.
You know, sometimes it's just good to be seen as a conduit. Like you're moving stuff, you know. I'm not gonna make no money this time.
Breaking even.
I'm not making money this time, insane. But people see I get stuff in it. So then
hustling backwards.
That doesn't sound smart to me.
Jadrico, where does John Stones rank amongst centre backs currently playing? I don't think he gets his dues.
Yeah, we were speaking about this.
I think the pep thing, man.
I like Stones.
He's definitely become a really accomplished centre back right now. But
what do you mean by that? That sounds
he's
one of the best in the league.
He's contributed to titles at Man City.
He's one of the best in the Prem.
Yeah,
centre backs now. Yeah, I would say that.
Which makes him one of the best in the world. Okay, explain to me why not.
I've always been a big fan of John Stones, as you know.
Rudiger.
Yeah.
If I was having to say our best defenders, you know, I don't think John Stones' name would come up.
I don't know why. I don't know
that many worldwide defenders. It just wouldn't.
But one of the best in the top league in the world, surely by.
But when you say one of the best, where does he rank?
Okay, let's talk about it. So obviously Van Dijk, we're saying, still the best.
Yeah.
Who have you got coming after Van Dijk?
Thiago Silva.
After Thiago?
William Saliba.
Okay, after Thiago.
Ruben
after
Diaz.
After Thiago.
But you think he's better than Ruben
Stones
Diaz?
Stones is better than Diaz.
Thank you, he is better than Diaz.
Diaz was tricking us still.
He had a hot first season.
Yeah.
I don't think he is better than Diaz.
I think he is, man. I think he's outperformed him.
Also, I think there's best centre backs around the same level.
As Stones.
Like, around that level, I can't.
You can throw a blanket over Diaz, Stones.
I can't choose Laporte. After that.
Fair enough, man. Yeah, I think
Laporte is better than him, to be fair. I think he defends better than Laporte, but I think Laporte on the ball is better than
you think
Stones.
He's better on the balls and Stones?
Laporte is better than Stones.
Yeah. I do.
Laporte 100%. Is better. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Diaz is just different to them too.
Yeah.
Which is where he gets by. Mm. He's different.
Gritty. Cool.
Throwing himself at the ball for no reason.
I love a defender who
I like Diaz, man.
Yeah. Better than Romero.
Do you know what I discovered recently?
Okay.
When they went mad about John Terry tried to make a tackle with his head.
Yeah.
He didn't get the ball.
I heard about that recently. Like, he didn't actually get the ball. I think I saw it on TikTok or something.
Yeah, he never got it.
Yeah.
It was the most pointless, iconic moment of all time. He never touched the ball.
Phil Jones got it. Oh, Drew.
Yeah.
Oh, when he was...
He headed it, then he dragged it. Like, attack on... Oh, none of you watch anime. Never mind. I think we're in the pod there.
He was going to say anime, but none of you watch it. Some rubbish, man.
And it's always a pleasure.
See you next week, mate.
Some cartoons.
Seb? Yeah, peace.
Tobes?
Safe.
Lovely.
Sports Social Podcast Network.